Oh my God, baby. Oh my dear Lord. So many things changed, so many things happened. I have no idea where to begin, or should I even begin? The beginning and the endings are always the same with you. They always begin and end with the same thing. I miss you. And I love you. Volint. It's very strange to say that. Anyways. Today I bought a ticket. A plane ticket to Zurich, where my father lives. And it's official now. I'm going to see my father in Switzerland. I want to travel to Switzerland and see him. And now that I've said it, it just went straight through my body, straight through my body. And I've become more aware of that fact. It's so very strong. It's such a strong... It's just a strong change in my life. It's a big shift, I can feel it. See, in Serbian language, there's not this word. There ain't no word like shift. You know? God, it's so weird. And I bought the ticket and it's official now and I'm leaving. In like 10 days. Oh, the countdown has begun. 10, 9. My God. And like... I have realized how much have I changed in these last 2 years. In my relationship with women has gone through such a transformation. Today I was with this girl. The guy who was with her like 2 years ago and the guy who was with her now, we're not officially together or in whatever sense that means. But there's always a big, big thing between us. And today, the guy before and the guy today are so different that in that sense, the guy before had just an animal urge to fuck her and tear her apart because we had that vibe. And the guy today was just the guy who wanted to be close to her and wanted to caress her and to hug her and just to have her in an embrace. To softly caress her head and just to be with her very, 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 in a very, very gentle way. And that guy today, from today, didn't have any, like, I didn't have any sexual instinct to have her. And though, yes, it did feel good, but I did not want to, you know. I was not horny, I was not eager to be with her. I didn't even want to kiss her. I didn't want to even kiss her on the neck or whatever. I just wanted to be like, have that intimacy, you know. And then today I just realized how much have I changed, my God. And they're all coming to me now, you know. The ones that were mad. They're apologizing now. The ones that I invested my months and months of so-called energy and time. God, Lord, so much time have I invested. Have I used on them? Like nights and nights. I could have created novels, films, stuff in those moments. But they had to be done. They got me to a point where I am right now. And now I realize that coming day, it's like it's payback time. It's harvest time. You know? You reap just what you sow. Oh, this was that what the phrase goes? Well, I have sown so many good things. And tonight, while I was coming to my house, to my home, I realized that I'm gonna, they're all gonna get their turn. They're all gonna be, they're all gonna give me exactly what I want them to give me, and what I deserve from them, and they're all gonna pass. It's gonna get heavier and more beautiful, but heavier considering motion, more and more beautiful by every single one of them. And at the end of the line, it's gonna be you, you know. It's gonna be you, baby. My queen. The queen of my heart. You're gonna be there. And God has created such a perfect world. It takes a lot of fights and courage. To see it. To live it. To exist in it. It takes a lot of love for yourself and courage for you, for big, big deeds. So you can get to the point where it, he will reveal the beauty of the world for you. Not if you're not ready for it, not if you're scared of it. Not if you don't believe in it. And that's probably the hardest part, you know, to believe in the beauty of the world, of your life, of life in general. Life can be so beautiful, you know. It's hard. It's going to be much more easier from now on. And we're so distant now, baby, you and me. I have my own things to finish, I guess you do too. But there wouldn't be anything more beautiful than to see you. To see you passing by in the street. My God, those simple things. Just those simple things, you know. You're in Belgrade, you come to Belgrade, you come to this, to my city, and we go have coffee downtown. In broad daylight, outside, I take you and we sit in Knez Mikhailova Street, and we sit in the middle of the fucking street, you know. Because there are coffee shops going just straight to, through the middle of the street. And we would just sit right there, and it would be sunny day, and the whole Belgrade would be different because you're there. It would be different. And you would drink coffee with me, and we would talk. Comment on the people passing by, and at one point you would probably go to the restroom. Then I would be alone for a while and just be so happy and just so peaceful and just look at the people around and look at your chair, your empty chair, and signifying to me your presence in your absence and your and the pieces of cigarette and ashtray because you still smoke, but you do it in such an elegant way, and I just love the way you hold your cigarette and while you're doing something else, you know. And then I'll see the cup of your coffee, cup of coffee you're drinking. Vague trace of your lipstick on the edge of the cup. No, but probably like go with my thumb next to it. Just rub a little piece of it on my thumb and move it closer to my lips. And you know, just smell it. Just smell it. Then I will look at the faces of people going by. I'll be a little bit sad because none of them are so happy as I am. Then I would know how much it takes to be happy. I would know that the stuff I went through and go all through it, through that in my head, what I went through in the last couple of years to get to the point of sitting in front of you in my hometown. And then I would just drift off in my mind in those memories. Suddenly, I would turn around and see you coming from the restroom. I think that would be the most beautiful thing. You would be a little bit insecure, you know, because you're passing the street, trying not to hit anybody, and you're just like, you would be just a little bit insecure, and you would glance at me because you knew that I would be staring at you while you were, as soon as you appeared in that door of the coffee shop, and you would be just a little bit insecure, and you couldn't stare me straight in the eye, or just like move your hair away. And then come back at the chair. And you would just sit back in your chair like nothing happened. And I would be looking at you. I would just be looking at you just without any word. With a big smile on my face. So happy that you just came back. Happy that you're here. Then again, I would have to say that would be also the most beautiful thing in the world. What? You would ask. You sitting there. Just sitting there, just existing. Could there be anything more beautiful? The sky, the trees, the nature, the sunshine, the butterflies, everything, no? This would be the most beautiful thing. I would compare the life to it. Whole life, I would be ready to compare, to compete. Make it stand next to it, you know, and just like say, sorry, life is a beautiful thing, she's more beautiful. She's beautiful in a different way. then you would say something absolutely magnificent. Absolutely magnificent, like, you know, I've noticed that you guys in Serbia, blah, 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 blah. And you would say, yeah, yeah, yeah. For some things, you know. And I just realized that the more time it goes as we're apart, the more my love grows. The more we grow apart, the more my love grows. Same verb, you see, grow, but totally different, opposite meaning. I seem to desire you much more when we are just like, when we don't see each other for such a long time. I don't even see your face in my head, but I have a feeling for you. I have this love for you that's just like terribly strong. Terribly strong. Like my heart is about to explode, but I know it won't. Wow. I will tell you about the big sign that I go by of your nickname. Yeah, that's a long story. I'm just enjoying right now that, imagining that scene where we are sitting there. And I know that time will pass and years will go by and I will totally forget this conversation that I'm recording. But that moment will come, and suddenly, I would, right in the middle of the moment, I would just stop everything and say, wait, wait. I created this moment in my heart like 3 years ago. I created it. But I totally forgot about it. Totally forgot about it. And it's not the way I imagined it. It's much more beautiful. It just has so many more flavors with you sitting there. And then you would say, yeah, well, probably you couldn't imagine this. You would take my hand, leaning real close across the table and just looking straight in the eye. And then my eyes would start to be watery. And I'd say, yeah, of course I couldn't imagine this. My heart was just too weak to imagine such strong images. Maybe my mind was strong enough, but not my heart. Then we would see the reflection of us. In the window of the coffee shop. A couple of meters. On the edge of the sidewalk. Then I would look and I'd see myself with you. Leaned against my lamp. Elbows. Leaned in towards you and you in the same position, and I would say, oh my God, are we real? We are real. We live. We live. You love me? Do you love me? Kiss me. Then again, that would be the most beautiful thing in the world. You kissing me. And then I would just ask, something's wrong. Where are the fireworks? Where are the fireworks? Because that's how I feel every time you kiss me. My heart is loving you without you being here. This is impossible. This is so strange. How is this possible that I'm actually loving you? This is all an illusion. I'm just talking to myself in a cell phone. How is this possible for this to be so strong? Everything's wrong. How would I be able to love someone?